Ja, det kan som man kostar man kan det se. Hello, this is Christy Eldridge and this is Everyday Prophecy. I have been up praying in spirit for about an hour and I just felt this heavy, the hand of God on me and this burden of prayer. And he just started to just give me, you know, just like a download. And I'm like, I've got to write this down. And then I just knew just to grab my phone and just to start recording. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, and love you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the burden of prayer, God. Thank you, God, for the burden. Thank you, God. So help us. Help us, Lord. Thank you, God. I just ask you to just prophesy through me. Speak through me. What do you want to say, Lord? I pray that you just anoint me just to speak for you. I pray every word I say would be from you and that it would be for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord says, I'm birthing on the earth a new prophetic movement. He says it's marked by deep consecration, a deep consecration to Jesus Christ and to him alone. It's those that are willing to go anywhere. Those that are willing to go anywhere for any length of time. Those that are willing to go anywhere to surrender everything to the Lord. To surrender their preferences. To surrender their timetables. To surrender even details about like what you'll wear, how you'll look. Because it won't be about you at all. He says, I'm calling for a deep surrender. I'm calling for a deep surrender. A death to self that you have not considered. Death to self in a way that you have not considered. Leaving behind a family for extended periods of time. Letting go of relationships that would hinder you in this walk of fire. Letting go in favor of holding on to the one, with both hands, you're holding on to him with both hands. That God is say, help me, Holy Spirit. He's just saying, talk about the movement. It's a movement of my spirit. And I'm birthing it on the earth. It is marked with deep intercession. It is marked with groaning. You will feel the hand of God on you. And you need to know that nothing bad is happening. You need to know nothing bad is happening. It's not demonic. It is the hand of God. Know the difference. But he is birthing a movement of the prophetic and the apostolic right now on the earth like never before. He says the fivefold. The fivefold. They must work together. They must have a deep honor and a deep respect for one another. You're part of the body. Function together as my body. Function together as my body. Like a well-oiled machine. Productivity comes from unity. Efficiency stems from unity. All parts working together to produce the same outcome. Salvation. Salvation. The goal is salvation. Whether you're an evangelist, a prophet, a pastor, a teacher, an apostle, the goal is souls for my kingdom. Preach my gospel. Lay it down. Lay it down. Lay it down. The Lord says, I'm not concerned with how you look. He says, I'm not concerned with how you look. I'm not concerned when you look foolish. I'm not concerned with what they think about you. I am not concerned with preserving yourself. Give me the words, Holy Spirit. He says, I'm not concerned with preserving your sense of self. I actually need that part to die. He says, partner with me, let it die. Partner with me, crucify your flesh, let it die. He says, I'm not concerned if they respect you or not. He says, you want to be in a high place for me? Then go low. You want to be in a high place for me? Then humble yourself and go low and serve. The Lord says, I am your model. The Lord says, I am your model. Jesus came and he was a servant of all. And he says to end the word there. And I just felt the release. So I thank you, Lord. Help us. Help us. Help us, Lord. Come upon us, Holy Spirit, and pray through us. Intercede through us. Take a hold of your people and pray through us, Holy Spirit. Help. Birth this thing on the earth, God. Birth your will, your purposes on the earth, God, in deep intercession and travail and groaning, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Create, Lord, in us a readiness. Create in us a readiness to go for you, Lord. Give us a willing heart, God. Help us. It's supernatural. It's something God has to do in you. That you have to have a willing heart and you have to have a yes. You have to be available, but it's something that God has to do in you. You can't muster it up. You can't do it yourself. It's supernatural. So just tell him yes. Tell him yes. Tell him yes.